Hello, this is Pastor Deborah, and welcome again to another wonderful video, a spiritual teaching video just for you. I have a question for you, as I always do, here in the playlist called Words of Encouragement. You know me, I think you do by now. When you are learning, a teacher always asks you a question. It helps you find your baseline. It helps you find what maybe you have never thought about. And it helps to direct your thoughts inside of your soul and spirit to a very important area, topic that you must think about, and then make a decision. So here in this word of encouragement, my question to you is, whose word is settled in heaven, in eternity? Is it yours? Mine? Is it your kingdom? Is it your politicians? Is it your government? Is it somebody else? Well, we're going to find out. It will help you to understand yourself, others, this God of creation, and maybe some others who think they are gods. You must have some facts, some truth. So here in this word of encouragement for today, for you, my question is, whose word is settled in heaven? Where is heaven? It's in eternity. It's in that hidden realm you can't see. Most of you don't see it until you pass away. Your physical body crumbles into dust. And your spirit, the forever you, leaves your body. Some of us are able to come and go into the kingdom of heaven. It's a territory. It's a spiritual land. It has a king and a ruler. It's full of majestic, glorious, radiant rays of truth and light and joy and peace. Most of all, agape love and dominion and power. So whose word is settled there in heaven? I'm going to ask that question to you, see if you got an answer. But I'm going to go to King David of ancient Israel. He's going to tell us who he believes whose word is settled in heaven. We're going to go to Psalms 119, 89 through 91. I use the Authorized King James Bible. I don't like commentaries in Bibles. I want just the pure translated word, but maybe Greek, Hebrew, or Aramaic. Then I allow my teacher, my spiritual teacher, he is called the Holy Spirit, to give me the definitions. What usually happens to me is I have to go to another scripture. And another scripture, and another scripture. And then if I don't get it, I have to look up words in the Strong's Concordance to get the Greek or the Hebrew, the Webster's Dictionary, and if I still don't get what God is trying to tell me, the meaning, he'll use nature. He's used roses and squirrels and animals and storms, fairy tales, movies, cartoons, true stories, history. He will use everything he can, science, to help me understand what he's trying to tell me. He needs me to have a demonstration, a visual, a hearing, and so my five senses can tell my soul what the verses mean and what the answer to this question or others might be. So let's first open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the God of creation, the God of the kingdom of heaven, and you speak, and you're fixing to tell us through King David that your word is settled in heaven, and we can count on it, we can depend on it, and we will learn much about you and your powers. And if anything else tries to unseat your powers in heaven, you deal with them. And we'll learn if your word has power on earth, over the earth. So help us to learn and grow in spiritual truth and light from you. In your name, amen. All right, King David, who used to be an ancient king of ancient Israel, also was a poet. He would sing his songs to lyres. He was a poet and a writer. And he was writing in Psalms 119, verse 89 through 91. And he tells us, verse 89, forever, O Lord. The word Lord, L-O-R-D, means owner. Your word is settled, established in heaven. King David tells us that right there. Verse 90. Your faithfulness is unto all generations. You have established the earth, and it abides. Don't you ever think anybody else, or that the earth just came out of nowhere. Now, the Big Bang probably happened, but that was at God's design, and he is the architect. Verse 91. They, the earth, your word, your faithfulness, this day, according to your ordinances, your laws, your commands, your decrees, your edicts, for all are your servants. You must understand that this King of Heaven is a king, not a he is a politician. You didn't elect him. There was no vote. At one time, that he was the only living creature. Everything was inside of him. I want you to go look at my playlist called Storytime. A lot of great poems God gave me. Called One is a Lonely Number, where God discovered that all that was inside of him had to come out. So he breathed out everything through his word. In his word was light and power, creation, DNA, species. God created the earth. It was a new territory that he created for his children, humanity. Oh, he controlled the spirit world. But as a king, he was to expand his horizons, take new territory. He couldn't take any more in the spirit realm because he was there. Even though there were evil creatures called Satan and the devils in that realm, he was still king and lord. Now, there's many battles in that realm also. But the earth, the natural world, he created it by his word, breathed it out of himself. His word is living. It's alive. It's full of power, love, and grace, and joy, and peace, dominion, and authority. And his faithfulness to himself, to his heart's desires, to have a family, to have land, not to ever be alone, to build. He's a builder, an architect. His word is faithful. When he sends it out, it will not come back to him void. It will fulfill what he desires for it to do. And what we're learning is that this day, King David is saying, today, according to his ordinances, his orders, his laws, his commands, his decrees, his edicts, for all, everything he speaks, his word, the earth, his faithfulness, they are his servants. So whose word is settled in heaven? His and his alone. His word is him. His word is his servant. To be sent forth, breathed out, and to serve him and bring back his desired goals. So I hope that helps you today to know whose word is settled in heaven and who maybe you might be following if you're not. So you be encouraged. Someone there in heaven who rules and has dominion over the earth is faithful, and his word will serve him. If he says it's done, it's done. If he said it is to be, it will be. It might take time and long years of waiting, but his faithfulness will see it through. All right. I hope you can answer that question and that you can come into agreement with King David and Pastor Deborah. If not, we'll help you. I'm a teacher. You're a student. All right, I'll see you on the next Word of Encouragement here on the Hidden Kingdoms channel. Bye-bye.